Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've come to that time in the program, the My Story segment, and it's one that everybody loves to read about and hear about.
And so I'd like to welcome to today's show, Lucy Jones. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
So you've got an extraordinary story that I know many listeners will get a lot from. You had a beautiful baby girl, Sienna.
And
at and at the age of 9 months, you took her to the doctor, and I'll let you pick up the story from there.
Yeah, so she was 9 months old, and she had a temperature, and like any first-time mother, I was slightly concerned, so I took her to the Sydney Children's Hospital. We'd only been in Australia about 7 weeks, because we'd arrived from the UK, but a friend had said to me, if we ever had any concerns, to go to Sydney Children's Hospital. And the doctor there spent about an hour examining her, and they said to me and my partner Oliver that they thought her stomach was slightly bigger than it should be, and that they wanted to do more tests, etc. And then I was literally sitting in a hospital room when two doctors came in, and they said to me they had some very bad news for me, and that Sienna had a very large tumour in her abdomen, and that they couldn't tell me if it was benign or malignant, but just from the tone of their voice, I knew it was bad news and it was very likely to be malignant. And the oncology team arrived shortly afterwards and told me they thought it was a children's cancer called neuroblastoma. And obviously we'd never heard of it, as a lot of people haven't. And they said it was, unfortunately, a difficult children's cancer, which existed in many different forms, and they'd have to do a biopsy and send it to the state for analysis to find out exactly what type of neuroblastoma it was. And we'd have to wait 2 weeks to find out. During that time, Sienna really deteriorated badly, and the tumour started growing very, very fast. It was already a large tumour. It was the size of like a grapefruit in her abdomen. And we had to start treatment before we got the results, and they believed it would be best to start with an intermediate risk type of treatment. So we started on that, and immediately the chemotherapy knocked the tumour back. And then we got the results back from the States, and unfortunately it was the very worst type of neuroblastoma. And we were told Sienna was high risk, and we'd have to change treatment to high risk treatment as well. The chemotherapy knocked back 5 out of the 6 tumours, but one of the tumours in the original site became chemo-resistant. So it was very, very heartbreaking, but we couldn't stop it. And I was very heavily pregnant at the time with my second child. So we had a very traumatic 9 days in hospital where we were lying next to our daughter. And Jamie, my little boy, was in my tummy, alive and ready to come out to the world, and my little girl was literally dying next to me. So it was just one of those times where it was just so unbelievable what was happening in the worst possible kind. And when Jamie was born, he was born 5 days after Sienna passed, but I was actually having to do the funeral arrangements for my little girl, and Jamie came along to the funeral. And, you know, that's very sadly the only time he ever met his sister. So having been through all this experience, I've spent a lot of time with my friends trying to raise awareness and funds for neuroblastoma.
For anyone listening to this, you can go to ccia.org.au to make a donation. Simply fill out and return, you know, a form in there, and you can donate. And, Lucy, I'd like to thank you very much for telling us your story. I know a lot of our listeners at Mind Food Radio, it would have touched them, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you for listening, and thank you for giving me time on your radio. I much appreciate it.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.